innercitygeeks.net.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Innercity Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 307. Joining me today, I got Brian.
What's up?
Chilling, man. Chilling. Just another amazing week. Of course, a little delayed, but it is all good because we got a lot of shits to talk about this week. So what's good, Brian? How you doing?
Not bad. A bit tired.
That's fair. It's been a long weekend and everything.
It's been a long, been a long everything.
That's what she said.
Ah. Yep.
Sorry, I had to.
It's cool. It was a busy week at work. I covered hours last week, so I worked basically most of last week and long hours.
Nice.
Yeah. And then on top of that, running around with the children's.
Mm-hmm.
Just reading up on a bunch of geek news and watching some stuff.
Yeah.
So this week I watched... what did I watch this week? I watched part of my yawn here.
That's fair. That's fair. Somebody's tired.
So, yeah. So the first thing I watched is I went back and revisited some older films this week. On HBO, I watched Red with Bruce Willis, John Malkovich, Helen Mirren,
which is fucking fantastic.
It's a the ensemble alone,
mm-hmm.
Right? So it was Mary Louise Parker, Morgan Freeman, Brian Cox, the late Ernest Borgnine.
I forgot he was in that.
Yeah, he was the guy in charge of the room.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a great cast. And for those of you that haven't seen Red, check it out for sure. It's based off a graphic novel.
It's fucking good.
And I want to say it was a DC graphic.
I believe it is.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
either DC or like Vertigo or something like that.
Well, I think it's DC because I'm pretty positive the DC logo is how the sequel starts off.
Okay.
But regardless, check it out. It's a great movie. Mm-hmm. One of older Bruce Willis's best for that time period.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So basically, Red is retired, extremely dangerous, and it's him and this ensemble have to basically save the day. And then the sequel, starring most of the original cast, but this time including Anthony Hopkins, who was like the primary, the main antagonist, I guess you would say. Go back.
The main villain.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna call him a villain because he is, and who cares about spoilers? This movie's like 10 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
So go back and watch those two. They're both on HBO. So what I did was after work, I think it was either Tuesday or Wednesday. Like I went and I watched that movie at night when I got home, and then the next night I watched the sequel.
Nice.
And I've seen the sequel once before when it was new-ish, but back in the days of like torrents on my very old, like my first MacBook,
I love how you say back in the days.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen anymore.
Nope. But back when like solar, but like for torrents, like back when like solar movie was a thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Those days.
So, like, which was, like, just after LimeWire went away. So, And I remember not liking the movie at all because of the sequel anyway, because I'm like, oh, you know, I was depressed. I had just gotten, I was just gone through, or it's going through a breakup, and like, I was, you know, just not a, not what I am now,
You
whatever.
were in the best place.
Yeah. So like, you know, so I always thought like, oh, Red 2 was kind of eh. And then upon rewatch, I'm like, it's still kind of eh, but it's still better than I thought it was.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm still kind of bummed that we're never going to get a Red 3, especially now with Bruce Willis retired because of his mental illness.
That's fair, yeah.
You know, with the but it's like sort of like not dementia, but it's like, you know, where he, because there were times where it was like, oh, he's literally reading off a script. It's like, yeah, but now we know why. So,
Yeah, exactly.
you know, feel bad instead of, you know, going, oh, he phoned it in.
Yeah.
So after that, the other night I got to watch Samaritan with Stallone. And
That
I
is
gotta
a
say,
fantastic fucking movie.
it was, I enjoyed it.
I
And
did the fuck out of it.
the kid,
It's
who was
fucking great.
primarily the star of the show, I that kid's a fantastic child actor, and I hope he has a career as an adult because he, for those of you that watch Euphoria, he was the kid drug dealer with the face tattoos. Ash, I want to say his name was on the show. Because he was basically with that show as a baby, he's playing with cigarette ashes, and I want to say that's how we got the nickname Ash.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
And so he was great on that. And then just recently we got to see him in Umbrella Academy season three as the kid who gets basically zapped away in that, you know, when the shit went away. You know, he was great in there, a lot of charisma. And so now he is playing this kid who is like, he's one of us. He's obsessed with superheroes at that age. And he has the idea that like his next door neighbor is this former presumed dead superhero called
Samaritan,
Samaritan. And this was honestly one of Stallone's best performances in a while too.
Best recent performances, yes.
Like of recent times for sure. Like I enjoyed him in this a lot more than I did the final, well, we're gonna use quotes for the final Rambo.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I mean the real plot to it, I mean spoiler alert for those listening,
Oh, don't
but you
spoil it,
should
don't spoil it, don't spoil it. Don't
no?
spoil it, because it's good. It's a good, it's a good, it's worth actually watching and
Oh,
really.
okay. Okay, fine. I won't spoil it.
I think so, at least. I think so, at least.
The plot twists were something I thought were pretty fantastic.
Yes, they were. It makes it worth watching.
And I gotta say, I was really surprised that the main villain of that movie was not Joshua Jackson, because I actually looked, because you know older Jo like older Joshua Jackson with the beard, you know, I was like, okay, I was like Pacey is the, you know, the villain. And
That's
then
what I thought too.
I went on IMDb, I'm like, oh my God, that's not him, it's a different actor who like is basically the clone of Joshua Jackson.
And it's not bad.
And no, and he was great. One of my favorite moments though was when he gives the kid money. Where he gives the kid a 10 for, you know, for current, and he's like, okay, now I'm gonna give you 100 for like future. I was like, okay, he's manipulating like this kid already.
Of course.
Yeah, no, the whole thing about Samaritan, I was gonna watch it during the daytime at one point, like over the weekend, but I was like, you know what? I was like, the reason why I was gonna do that is because after a long work week and getting out super late and getting home super late, I was like, I don't want to watch this movie with subtitles.
That's fair,
You know, because you know Stallone, you know, and then like Sa I mean, you've seen that South Park with
Oh, yeah.
blah, 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 and Mr. Stallone says. So
I've seen
I
plenty of it. I've just seen his regular movies. I don't even need the South Park parodies of them.
So basically I gave it a shot and I thought it was definitely worth it. Solid action flick.
Very good.
Like forget about it. It's a good, like, just forget about your day, just chill out and like have a snack and, you know, just enjoy it, you know, like forget about things for a minute and just fucking enjoy it. And you know, that was that.
The action scenes were awesome in this movie.
Yeah, and pretty good use of both practical and special effects.
And what I did really enjoy was the opening scenes that they made it look like a live action comic.
Yes, yeah, that was done really
That was
fantastic
done really
too.
well. Yeah.
And then just a little bit just a little while before we started recording tonight, I watched Me Time with Mark Wahlberg and Kevin Hart.
Oh yeah.
It the fu I gotta say, the funniest parts of that movie were shown in the trailer.
It
It's still a pretty good flick though.
is fucking hilarious.
But like, it's basically Kevin Hart and Mark Wahlberg playing themselves in a movie, and co-starring Regina Hall,
Yeah. Who at
and then
51? Looks fucking amazing.
yeah, it she looks as good as she did when she was like in Scary Movie.
Even better.
Yeah, but I mean, like, she doesn't age,
No,
primarily.
well, yeah, you can technically say like, yo, it still holds true that, you know, black don't crack,
Right.
but you know, it's, yeah, she looks fucking great even in
She
this
does.
one. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, it the movie had its moments where I'm like, okay, it's there. But then there are other moments in the movie where I'm laughing.
I was
No.
rolling from beginning to end.
Now, mind you, I had to watch the movie in three different parts.
That's probably why I only thought that was like it was like that, which is fair.
Yeah. One of my favorite parts though was in the beginning of the movie was with the flight suits.
The skydiving or whatever, yeah.
Yeah. And like Kevin, so basically, for those of you that don't know about Me
Oh
Time,
no, it's base jumping he was doing in the beginning.
it's base jumping through the
Yeah.
mountains. But for those of you that don't know about Me Time, it's basically the story of best friends since like childhood, Mark Wahlberg and Kevin Hart, and where Kevin Hart settled down, had got married, had kids, and like was just
And
kind
was
of,
a stay-at-home dad and everything.
yeah, and like Mark Wahlberg decided to go and keep one-upping his birthdays,
He because
and
from what he essentially said in the movie was that he wanted to be another version of George Clooney.
yeah.
And at 51, he decides to actually get married and, you know, have a life or whatever and have kids and everything. But he was like, I'm gonna try to do that. I'm trying to be that when I get older.
Yeah. But what I thought was great was like, first off, he's not all these like wild birthdays, he's not celebrating milestones.
No.
29, 44.
Yeah, just random days.
But for 29, like the base jumping part in the cliffs, it's like Kevin Hart's like, no, like I'm done. I don't want to do this. And then it's standing at a cliff, and then like he's trying to signal the chopper and the fucking the wind. Just
Just pushes it away, yeah.
but then I love the parachute was like Hux 29. That's
Yep.
a picture of Mark Wahlberg with like a thumb up.
Yep.
That
It's
was
fucking
done
great.
pretty
And then the bus in the in later on when he when they when
oh yeah, with the
the
40
fire.
with the 40 with the what is it, the cake saying 44 is like covering
Yeah.
his junk.
It was great. It was a funny ass movie.
Yeah, I'll watch it again for sure because I need to like I'm sure I missed out on some things.
Probably, yeah.
And then I think really the only other thing I got to really watch this week was last night. I finally got to watch the season two finale of Only Murders in the Building.
I just started watching that one.
So season two so basically season two began where season one ended. So at the ending of season one, spoiler alert here, just go back, I mean just watch the fucking show.
Watch the whole season.
So
Or
they had
just
just
watch the Cliff Notes on YouTube.
yeah. So with Only Murders in the Building, it's a story of, and we spoke about this in the past, Steve Martin, Martin Short are like sort of, well, first off, in real life, they're like best friends.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, they always tour together. And there's a, hopefully it's still on Netflix. There was a comedy special with the two of them that's just hysterical, nonstop
laugh. It should still be there. It should still be there.
So then, Steve Martin plays Charles Savage, who is a semi-retired actor, and his biggest hit was Brazos, where he's sort of like a Columbo.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Martin Short, basically plays, this character who's a, what you call it? Like an out of work theater actor.
Mm-hmm. Theater actor and producer or whatever too.
Yeah. And then also like some of the cast members include, the great Nathan Lane,
mm-hmm.
you know, Tina Fey. So Tina Fey plays Cinda, who has like her own, podcast, and she's like the main show. And like,
mm-hmm.
But then you got, young actress, I can't really say newcomer because she's been around, but Selena Gomez, who really, really holds her own with legends.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Mabel is one of the best characters on TV right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So basically like she, is living in her aunt's apartment, in season one. And, you know, they all know each other from like the, you know, just
sort of the building.
Yeah, in the building. I mean, Martin Short and Steve Martin know each other because of the actor thing, but like, you know, she just lives in the building and they like, they're, they talk to her like, oh, what are you listening to? Which is her mm-hmm. headphones in and whatever. You know, they're trying to be neighborly. But then like there's a murder and you've got to figure it out. And then they, next thing you know, Martin Short has the idea to create a podcast and, you know, that's the Only Murders podcast. But then season one, after they solve the murder, like it ends where Selena Gomez is leaning up covered in blood over a body and you're like, oh my God, who is this?
Yeah.
And then season two happens and season two is, you know, them solving the murder of this person. I won't say who.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it ends where basically they solve the murder and then it's like, okay, they're setting up season three really well.
Okay.
But, how far did you get in season two so far?
I'm only on episode two so far.
Has the Pickle Diner yet been a part of the show?
No.
Okay.
Has not.
So they'll, when the Pickle Diner shows up in the show, you'll see like the cast primarily eating there.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's like their neighborhood lunch spot.
Okay. So it's similar to the diner that's in Seinfeld.
Sort of.
Okay.
And I hope they use this location again for the next season. So the Pickle Diner, so they live in this building called the Arconia, fictional name, but mm-hmm. the building is a real old school building on the Upper West.
It looks semi dope.
Yeah, it's the exterior is shot on the Upper West Side in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
However, the Pickle Diner is actually the mansion, which is on the East Side, and I would know because it literally is three blocks from where I live. And so what we did last night, when we watched it, we ordered food from there and sort of like celebrated the finale of Only Murders with food from the location.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah. It was only right, you know?
Oh yeah.
And like solid food too. I had really awesome like buttermilk pancakes.
Ooh.
Yeah. But like, actually like earlier, I took the girls out on a walk. Cause my wife had a phone call for work. Mm-hmm. Cause she stayed at home today. And so like, as I'm on the walk, we ended our tour walking by the diner and
was it a 3 hour tour?
Yeah, pretty much. but we didn't pack as much clothes as the rich folk from that show.
Of course.
So what happened is that, if you go back and watch, when you finally get up to the finale, mm-hmm. and they or anytime they show them sitting at their booth in the diner, just look out the window and they don't CG any like, you know, parts outside. Like they'll sort of do the camera trick where it's like sort of blurred and focused on, you know, what uh-huh. they're focused on. But like, yeah. but in the finale, they're sitting at the diner and like, this isn't a spoiler plot point, or this is, but you see outside, through the window of the diner, you'll see a city bus, and then you'll see like this building, like it's sort of like a reddish brick building. And I was like, yeah, that's legit. Like I walk by there all the time.
And I know that place.
And that's the M86, I think. Okay. So, like, I was like, oh yeah, like it's like, look at that. It's like, you know, so now I'm hoping that they use that building more. Cause like now that I live this way,
mm-hmm.
you know, see if I can like get a peek, you know, be like, oh, hey, look, my girls are adorable. Can they solve the murder?
Right. Exactly.
You know?
No, I mean, it'd be cool too, because now that season 3 or whatever, Paul Rudd's supposed to be in that one too. So
yeah. So like, I mean, we know he primarily lives in New York because, like, mm-hmm. I mean, if you remember when he announced that he was going to be in Ghostbusters Afterlife,
mm-hmm.
you know, he did like an iPhone home movie of like, hey, look,
yeah, look where I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so that's pretty much it for what I've watched. And then lastly, like really just started just a little bit ago for the first time in like 2 weeks, finally got back to the Switch and was playing some Turtles.
Nice.
But I'm at one level that like I failed twice trying to defeat Baxter Stockman. Because he's flying and like it takes a lot of jump hits. I'm like, mm-hmm. and the level's sort of tough. So I'm like, damn it, I need Alex.
help me, please.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, so how about you? What you been up to?
I've been chilling. I've been listening to a lot of music, but not only just I've been listening to a lot of music, but I don't know if you last couple of weeks we had Charlie on the show here, but and we were talking about actually returning to. Intersecting turntable, and we did. We recorded 6 episodes in the last week and a half, and those will be coming out this week. Well, they'll start coming out this week. But not only just that, but I also created a playlist covering all the songs that we've had on all of the 18 episodes of Turntable. So. That'll be in the show descriptions and stuff too, so you can check that out over there on the Spotify's.
Nice,
good shit. It's a lot. Like I was actually listening to it earlier. I'm like, wow, it goes from Lamb of God to A Tribe Called Quest to Elvis Crespo to a whole lot of shit. So, 18 different songs, all different genres. Really good shit. Check out the. Turntable playlist. Just look for Inner City Geeks Turntable. You'll find the playlist there. It's on Spotify, so check that out. And then besides that, I actually cooked some banging shit the other day.
Nice. Because
of course, you know, I like cooking some stuff. I made some seafood pop tarts. Essentially, was what they're called, and it's kind of like a crab rangoon. You've had the nice. Crab rangoons from the Chinese place, but it's very similar to it, but better, of course. I had shrimp, crab meat, cream cheese, spinach, what else? Bourgeon cheese, Parmesan cheese, all in a puff pastry. Covered with garlic butter. Fucking delicious. Probably one of the best things I've ever made in my entire fucking life. So nice. Damn good. So damn good. But besides that, yeah, I think that's pretty much it. That's all I've been up to. I've watched all the shit that you've watched, like we spoke about. Well, and then other than wrestling, just watch shit ton of wrestling too. But I guess it's time to just get into the show because we got a lot of shit to cover this week, which is fucking great because, of course, you know, there are times that we don't have much to do on the show, but we got a clean slate of a lot of shit here. So let's get into the geek shit. We got a lot of shit, especially in the Marvel universe in general. There's a lot of shit coming from the Marvel universe, and it's something that I fucking enjoy. One of the things we've been thinking about, what's going to happen for Agatha Harkness, you know, the show that they mentioned after WandaVision and everything. So starring, you know, what's her face? Agatha.
Catherine Hahn.
Catherine Hahn, yes. We got news that Nico Minoru, who we saw in Runaways, who essentially is one of those shows that isn't canon enough anymore because the show was canceled after, I think it was like 2 or 3 seasons. It was on Hulu for a while. It was also on regular TV too. But she's coming back in Agatha. And this is going to be pretty dope because she was probably one of my favorite parts of Runaways. Of course, the Runaways is a bunch of teenagers and shit, but her thing is she's magic too. She has the power to manipulate magic, but she uses it using the Staff of One, who was pretty much handed down to her by her mom, who was a evil magician. Look at that. So she has those powers of manipulating magic, but she also has like magical telekinesis and teleportation and shit, or flight. It's fucking dope. So I'm really excited to see what they're gonna do with her in Agatha, and see how her character, and see if the rest of the Runaways wind up coming up in the MCU. That's gonna be fucking exciting. Did you watch Runaways or no?
I didn't actually.
Okay, well, it was a fun show to watch. It's very, very super teen drama, but it's worth the watch. I think it's on Disney Plus now.
Okay. Yeah. Now, does that make the rest of those characters now canon, or are they just basically soft rebooting her character?
I don't know. That's what's kind of like. It's very interesting because, of course, I would love to see the rest of the characters in there as well. Especially now that, you know, we are essentially getting all the Netflix shows essentially in Daredevil, like we mentioned before. But what other characters have we seen that have essentially disappeared from the MCU and now essentially trying to make their way back? It's gonna be dope. I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with this.
Yeah.
Another character that's coming back to the MCU. It's Quake. Chloe Bennett coming back to the MCU from Marvel Studios coming over to the MCU from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Cool. See, and this, yeah, and this is another thing now which is fucked up because S.H.I.E.L.D. was canon,
mm-hmm.
and then it wasn't, and then it was again.
Mm-hmm.
But now,
yep.
Is it the questions remain? A, is it still? B, is she a soft reboot? Because her character was already soft rebooted on that show alone, where she was Sky for the majority of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just that hacker chick that was cute, and then
she wound up getting powers.
Yeah, it was like post dude playing the other hacker who would eventually become Deathlok.
Mm-hmm.
Although I hope they sort of bring him back too, because his version of Deathlok was dope. Yeah. And practical effects on him too, which was really good. But then they didn't want to do anything else with S.H.I.E.L.D. because you had the eventual spinoff show with Mockingbird.
Yeah, which went nowhere
because it was originally her and the Irish dude that were gonna I forget his character on S.H.I.E.L.D., but like it was gonna be like Adrian Padalecki and him doing the Mockingbird show, and then like that never happened, and now she's on the Orville, and
you know, she's great at fucking Orville.
I never watched that show, but she's just great in general.
Yeah,
she was great in John Wick. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was great in John Wick.
Yeah, no, she was good.
But then, like, the thing about Coulson is that
what happened to Coulson throughout the MCU? He just disappeared. After being in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., there was no words of Coulson anywhere, other than the fact that he was in Captain Marvel. You don't see anything from him anywhere.
Right, but also. Him as Coulson and Captain Marvel predates Avengers.
Yep.
So, in 2012, when Loki stabbed Coulson and Coulson died, it was like bullshit. We want Coulson, and then there was a whole campaign, and then eventually you got Coulson lives all plastered all around New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
we got like 18 of the Avengers of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, and then like
with him.
Mm-hmm. But then like. You learn that Coulson went through some shit, like with Kree blood and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, I mean, it was canon because they had in the season one finale, when they're fighting the aliens there. You got Samuel Jackson showing up as Fury, which was post Winter Soldier Fury.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He already had the funeral for himself.
Yep.
And then he hands Coulson the gun, and he's like, "Do you know what this does?" And Coulson smirks, saying, "I know what this does," because that was the gun he used or tried to use against Loki in Avengers.
Yep.
But then that show fell by the wayside, and it had a lot of dull seasons, then a lot of good seasons, and a little in between.
Yep.
And I'm glad I stuck with it. It ended good.
Okay. See, I need to catch up on the last few seasons of it.
But now here lies the question: do we get Ming-Na?
Yeah. Who's fucking great?
Who's fucking great? But she has, and the reason why I ask about her is because Agent May was fantastic, but. Mm-hmm. And she has and granted, yes, she's in the Star Wars universe right now.
She's making all the Disney money right now.
Yeah, but she has that Disney contract.
Yep.
So is she exclusive now to just the Star Wars universe, or does that mean she gets to reprise her role as May?
Well, that'd be awesome if she does, though.
And now this is fucking confusing because now again, Chloe Bennett signed a contract with Marvel Studios to return as Daisy Johnson / Quake.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's that Charlie Day meme, you know, where like he has like the board and it's like he's trying to do like the.
Mm-hmm.
All right, on to the next thing before my head explodes.
So we got news, of course. We've been highly anticipating that Thunderbolts was going to happen, and we knew it was going to happen, but we didn't know exactly who exactly would who would happen, who would be part of the Thunderbolts, especially now that, you know, we have She-Hulk now is now a thing. And we've seen all these other characters just blend and grow into the MCU in some way, some which way or form. So we got the lineup for Thunderbolts. And it is fantastic fucking lineup.
And apologies, I also watched She-Hulk episode 2, and that show's really excellent. But yes, let's go on.
Yeah. So in Thunderbolts, we will be getting Zemo, who we've seen before plenty of times. We also get Yelena Belova, who we saw in Black Widow,
and then we last saw her in Hawkeye.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep. Ghost, who we haven't seen since Ant-Man 2, Ant-Man and Wasp. Taskmaster, who we thought passed in
Black Widow
again, yeah. Abomination, who we just recently saw in She-Hulk.
Uh-huh.
U.S. Agent, who we saw in Falcon Winter Soldier.
Yeah, and awesome. we haven't seen since.
Mm-hmm. Titania, who we saw her also in the first episode of She-Hulk.
Uh-huh.
And Winter Soldier to round out the fucking crew for Thunderbolts. Are they going to be playing together nicely, or is they going to be like a whole two separate teams? Who's going to be against who? What's going to happen?
Right. I mean, is it considering that, considering how Falcon and the Winter Soldier ended, are Bucky and U.S. Agent going to be cool with each other now? Because remember, like, Wyatt Russell realized, like, he fucked up.
Yeah,
he tried to redeem himself at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And so is it going to be any, like, bad blood between them? Now, we know connections right now, right? We know that Yelena and Taskmaster fought against each other. We know that Titania and Abomination are in the same show right now. We don't know if they'll ever. We know that Zemo and Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
And then throw in U.S. Agent. There's that connection.
Mm-hmm.
The only one not connected to any of these right now would be Ghost.
Yep.
Because again, the only time we've seen her was that first appearance in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yep.
And then, you know, I forget how that movie ended.
She essentially wound up going into like the quantum of whatever the fuck. She disappeared pretty much.
Right.
She was a ghost.
Yeah, and then. Right, and then you don't know anything else after that because the snap happened.
Yep.
And then Paul Rudd was trapped in the quantum realm during the snap. So like Mr. and Mrs. Pym as well as Wasp were dusted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
it's interesting to see where this is all gonna go.
I'd be curious to see where this goes too.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be really cool. I'm excited to see what's gonna happen with this. Thunderbolts go. Haha. then some other shit that came out, of course, for the Marvel Universe. We got some news that Zoe Deutsch, we've seen in a bunch of shit before. Is going to be in Captain America New World Order. But not only just is she going to be in it, she's also going to be playing Red Skull's daughter, Cynthia Schmidt.
Okay.
This is very interesting. Yeah. But it's going to be cool. I want to see what's going to happen with this. Because, of course, we have not seen anything from Red Skull other than him being essentially a ghost. Or, like, not necessarily a ghost, but like a spirit. In the realm in fucking what was it? Endgame was it or was it the other one?
I don't remember.
Okay, well yeah, that's the last time we saw Red Skull, whatever.
No. It was Endgame.
Okay, well yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the last time we saw him when he wound up, you know, basically killing off Black Widow. And having fucking Hawkeye just cry like a little bitch. But, you know, Mario just said it was actually an Infinity War.
Okay.
Thank you, Mario.
Thank you, Mario.
Yes, thank you, Mario. But, yeah, I'm excited to see what they're going to do with Zoe Deutsch as Cynthia. Because she's a character that we haven't really seen either. She technically doesn't have any real powers at the moment. But she is, you know, she's a hell of a fighter. She's also a martial artist and everything. And she also is, like, very, very proficient in the firearms and explosives and shit. So Well, that'll be fucking interesting to see what's going to happen with that. I can't wait. I want to see it. I want to see it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, especially now that they're everything's building into something, and it's going to be awesome. So much awesomeness. That's a little bit more. A little bit more from the Marvel shit. We still got, you know, a couple more things. There's a lot of production, a lot of developments for Marvel. There's a lot of series seasons being in developments and stuff. First off, they're saying that they're going to be doing a Midnight Sun series, which is going to be fucking dope. Mm-hmm. Another project just for the Scarlet Witch herself, which is going to be fucking great.
Considering that she's unsure, and you know, Elizabeth Olsen has been quoted saying she's not sure what's next for her character. If he's ever going to be returning, basically saying I signed so many NDAs that I'm not allowed to say anything.
Right, exactly. Plus, also the fact that like she's essentially part of the multiverse, and they can be multiple versions of her everywhere. So,
right,
we'll see what happens from that. Mm-hmm. Then we also, of course, we know if we've seen Thor, Love and Thunder, we saw, of course, Hercules showed up at the end. Spoilers. Mm-hmm. But that's going to be on it's going to be on Disney in the next, like, week and a half. So,
yeah,
you'll be okay if you haven't seen it yet.
And I love that it's Brett Goldstein, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I told you when I saw the movie, right? My entire theater started shouting out, he's here, he's there, he's every fucking where Roy Kent.
Yeah, you did tell me that. I still haven't seen that show.
Ted Lasso is one of the best shows on TV.
Okay. I'll have to give it a shot. But then we also got news that we are getting in Eternals 2, which is very interesting. Because I actually like it is a different type of movie.
I'm gonna not waste my time with that one.
You know what's funny, like it has a lot of potential because there's a lot of tie-ins with what we've grown to see what the Marvel Universe is, because there's a lot of hints to things and little things here and there that build into where the characters come from. So I kind of see where they're going with it, but why would they be doing it? I don't know. Maybe it'll be better this time. It'll be less of a snore fest, because it was kind of boring. There was a lot of good things in it, but it was a lot of boringness as well. It was just a lot of storytelling.
Yeah.
But I get it. Whatever. Then we will also be getting a Shang-Chi 2, which is going to be fucking dope.
Yeah, that was just fantastic. I saw it twice.
Yeah, exactly. Like I fucking loved it. Mm-hmm. Then we're also be getting a series for Wonder Man, which is going to be fucking awesome. Cannot wait for that.
I would love it if they actually cast Nathan Fillion.
What? Hell yeah, dude. That'd be amazing. Bring Nathan Fillion. He's fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're also getting something that we've known about for a while, but it wasn't necessarily official, but it's happening. We're getting a whole project for, what's it called? Nova. It's going to be fucking great. Can't wait for that, because we've known about Nova essentially since the first fucking Guardians, the whole Nova Corps and everything. Mm-hmm. So we'll get to see somewhat of something from Nova. It's gonna be fucking great. And then we're getting another series for Okoye from Black Panther. It's
gonna be dope. And considering that Danai Gurira is just perfect as that character, I'm excited to see that she'll have more than just her time in the films and and whatnot. Like she, like for her to get her own spin-off series.
Yeah,
because I mean, yeah, that's just gonna be awesome.
Yeah, she's a very strong character that we've only had a glimpse of what she does.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be cool. And then Mario also says, yes, about Nova, and we should be getting Quasar getting introduced as well. So that's going to be dope. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for that. And then some other things that came out, something that we've been highly thinking about for quite some time, especially since we got, you know, Reed Richards in the Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out what's going to happen. Are we going to get more of him in the rest of the MCU? And we will, because of course we know we were getting a Fantastic Four series or movie. But we got news that the director is going to be Matt Stackman or Shackman, which is going to be dope because he's fucking good. But not only just that, we also got news that Ben Bagley, who we've seen in You, which is a fantastic fucking series.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen that, go check that shit out. Hell of a fucking actor. But he's in talks to play Reed Richards. And I am excited for that, because I know you've mentioned it before, and it's been in kind of like limbo in, you know, rumors and possibilities of who can be what.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be fucking fantastic. Which makes sense, because it's the Fantastic Four.
Yeah. And you know, honestly, like, he looks the part.
Absolutely.
And he's young enough to still play him for multiple movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. And being that he's just, the only thing he's really been doing, what, is just You for the most part. I don't know, he wasn't like, I think it was like Gossip Girl or some shit.
Yeah, he was the Gossip Girl. But like, I mean, he's done like a handful of other films over time, but like, he's primarily, you know, I mean, I know him as Joe.
Yeah, me too.
You know, like,
that's the first thing that I saw him with.
Yeah, and honestly, like, and that's a show that just gets darker and darker by the season.
Oh yeah, absolutely. There's not like a dull season in that shit.
Mm-mm.
And it's fucking intense, dude. Every time you're wondering, like, oh, is he gonna kill somebody else? What else is gonna happen? And then you find out that his fucking wife winds up being a serial killer too. Holy shit! Fucking
yeah. Nuts. And then how did it end? He like chopped off his toes to make it look like he died.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, just it's nothing like amputating three of your toes to make sure that you're, you know, you're presumed dead.
Yeah. It's a great fucking show. Check out fucking You if you haven't seen it yet. It's on YouTube. On Netflix.
Netflix.
Yeah, it's on the Netflix. It's fucking fantastic. It's three seasons of it. Fucking nuts. All three of them. Mm-hmm. Fucking insanely good. Check that shit out. So that's it for the Marvel news. Ended on a good note for that, for the Marvel shit. Because that's a shit ton of Marvel that we've done for like the last 25 minutes or so.
Yeah.
But we got some news.
And my brain still hurts just thinking about that is S.H.I.E.L.D. canon or not thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, on to other things.
Yeah, so what was it, last year? We got Godzilla vs. King Kong on the HBO Max and stuff. Mm-hmm. But we got news that Kong and Godzilla are going to be teaming up together for 2024. That's going to be fucking dope. So they're gonna be teaming up together to fight the a colossal undiscovered threat hidden within our world. And that's gonna be fucking cool. I wanna see what's gonna happen with this. I wanna see where this is gonna go and how things are gonna fucking wind up, you know, making this amazing. Because of course, you know, I enjoy the Godzilla stuff and I enjoy the Kong stuff. And I wanna see where this is going.
A colossal undiscovered threat hidden within our world, a.k.a. climate change.
Yeah. Yay, real world. Yeah, so it's going to be exciting. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this. Then some other news. Somewhat sad, but in the long run, it is a good thing.
Uh-huh.
We got news that Umbrella Academy, unfortunately, is getting one final season. Which is sad because it's a great fucking show. But, it's a
great fucking show.
But we're getting the final season. Hopefully, we'll see what happens. Especially now that they don't essentially have their powers anymore. See how that's going to be working out.
Yeah.
But we also got news that the the writer, director, and executive producer, Steve Blackman of the Umbrella Academy, is going to be helming Horizon Zero Dawn, which is, you know, I haven't personally played it, but it's going to be interesting. It's one of those games that it just looks beautiful. It's just a beautiful looking game. I've seen lots of things online about it. It looks fucking great. I want to see what they're going to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's going to be cool. It's gonna be interesting. I want to see what they're going to do with that, especially after Umbrella Academy. I enjoyed what he did with Umbrella Academy. So
it's going to be sad to see that show go.
Yeah.
Because honestly, Umbrella Academy, each season got better and better. But yeah, at least it gets to go out on its own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least they could write the show and end it with a bang.
Yep.
Unlike Archive 81, which only got one season.
Yeah. Archive 81 was a great fucking show. It's sad that it went away, but
mm-hmm.
It's okay. There's still potential to bring it back.
I'm going to keep, until that show comes back, I'm going to keep incorporating Bring Back Archive 81.
That's fair.
You know,
hey, if they did that with if people did that for years for fucking Justice League, why wouldn't this happen?
I mean, if people could fight and save shows like Manifest,
yeah, which apparently they're getting the final season on Netflix, or yeah, I think it was Netflix or Hulu or some shit in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's Netflix.
Yeah. I saw like half of the first, you know, like okay, I'm done. I don't give a fuck about the show. but we got some other awesome news. We're a fan of The Boys here. We enjoy the fuck out of The Boys because it's fucking great. But we got news that Jeffrey Dean Morgan will be joining the cast of The Boys in season 4. And I cannot wait for that. Because it is fucking great. Jeffrey Dean Morgan is amazing.
I mean, and it's gonna be nice to see the reunion between him and Jensen.
That's right. Supernatural
reunion. Yeah. You know, considering the showrunner and creator is Eric Kripke,
who
was a showrunner and creator of Supernatural.
Yep.
So it all ties in together.
That'd be really fucking cool.
It'd be cool if we got like a Jared Padalecki. Cameo or some shit.
All of them coming in together. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh
yeah.
I mean, sure, he has the reboot show of fucking Walker Texas Ranger. Yeah, but like it'd be cool if like he shows up.
Highly doubtable.
But you know, it'd be funny if they do something where it's like he shows up but he's not in it. You know what I mean? Like it's a picture or him like on a TV show or something.
Yeah. Just like a clip.
Yeah, like I can see them doing something, like fucking around doing something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. That'd be cool. But who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That'd be really fucking cool.
I'm just excited regardless of The Boys coming back for another season.
Fuck yeah, dude. I can't wait for that shit. It's gonna be great. Then we got some other shit that I was surprised. We're getting Bioshock for Netflix, and it's gonna be pretty fucking cool. At the moment, we have Francis Lawrence directing it, and it's being written by Michael Green. So excited to see what they're gonna do with Bioshock for Netflix.
That's a title I haven't heard about or thought about in years.
Right, and the thing is, like, it's a great fucking game. That's one of those games that I actually have played and actually enjoy the fuck out of. But I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this because Netflix hasn't had the best thing as far as recreating video game stuff.
Yeah.
Especially like, you know, Resident Evil. Like, they've had so many tries and so many attempts to make a live-action version of something that was fucking great.
Yeah.
They kind of faltered on it. So it's going to be exciting. I'm kind of excited to see what they're going to do with this. You know, cautiously optimistic. So we'll see what's going to happen with BioShock. Especially it's coming on the Netflix. Netflix has been doing some decent things, but of course, you know, they've had their ups and downs. So we'll see. We'll see what's going to happen with that. And then some other news outside of the superhero or video game stuff. We like murders here too, of course. Especially some crazy serial murderers. We got news that Evan Peters is going to be coming back to TVs. He's going to be starring as Jeffrey Dahmer in the Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story. I am excited for this.
Mm-hmm.
Because Evan Peters is fucking great.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
So, seeing him as a serial killer, I totally see it. Because he played a fucking weird-ass motherfucker in a lot of the seasons of American Horror Story.
That motherfucker has range, too.
Yeah, yeah. He could be a superhero one day and then fucking a crazy dude in a fucking, what was it? What season was it? The Freak Show? They had, like, the hands and shit. Like, yeah.
Yeah, the lobster hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, then, like, he played, he was the mobster in the hotel one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he was like the election one, the election season, he played politician or whatever, or like a cult leader.
He was a cult leader. Yeah, he was obsessed. He was obsessed with Donald Trump.
Yeah, yeah. It was fucking wild. So fucking good. So I'm excited to see what we're going to do with this show. From what they're saying, who's added to the cast is Niecy Nash, who we've seen in fucking, what was it, Brooklyn, not Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the other show, fucking Reno 911.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's going to be playing the female lead or whatever in the show, and she's going to be the Jeffrey Dahmer's neighbor who pretty much alerted the cops and the FBI and everything. And the FBI didn't know that, didn't really pay attention to it because, of course, you know, it's only just suspicious behaviors and you don't really suspect uh-huh. anything from anybody in this, like, what was it, the 70s or whatever?
Early 80s.
Yeah, there you go. Early 80s or whatever, yeah. And then Penelope Ann Miller is going to be playing Dahmer's mom.
I haven't seen her in anything in a long time.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But it's going to be pretty cool because it's going to be done by Ryan Murphy, who is usually the guy that does the American Horror Story stuff.
Yeah.
So I am excited to see that.
Same.
Yes, so it's going to be really cool shit to put together and see on the TVs. Cannot wait. Then we got some awesomeness coming in the next few weeks. Well, no, in November. We've mentioned that we're going to be seeing Weird Al Yankovic in, you know, essentially a live action. That is, of course, going to be live action, but a dramatization of Weird Al's life. Still a documentary, I guess you could say.
It's sort of like a fictional biopic of himself.
Yeah,
so we're getting some truths, but because it's Weird Al Yankovic, expect it to be his version of things.
Yeah, yeah, fantastical.
Especially if you've watched UHF and you know his style of film.
Mm-hmm. It definitely feels that way to me.
Yeah, like just thinking back of like all those like, you know, him was it him as Rambo and mm-hmm. fucking Gandhi 2 and like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It all looks fucking good. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this. And then we got the trailer for it this week.
I'm all in now. I was skeptical when I first heard about it. You know, when we talked about it a year ago or whatever. And mm-hmm. now, and then the teaser, I'm like, okay. But now the full trailer, I'm like, I'm in.
Yeah, yeah. Because who would have known that Harry Potter would be so good as fucking Weird Al? Mm-hmm. You especially were very skeptical about it. You were like, why the fuck is he doing this?
Yup.
But this looks fucking great. So we're going to watch a trailer for this. Because why the fuck not? Because we do it every single week. We might as well just continue the fucking process. We have a trailer for Weird. Here we go.
Put it in. I'm tired of people thinking I'm some kind of joke.
Your dad and I agreed it would be best if you just stop being who you are and doing the things you love.
My whole life, all I wanted.
I'm afraid we found your son at a polka party.
Just to make up new words to a song that already exists.
Oh, well, you should do that then.
My little hungry one. Hungry one. Open up a package of my banana.
Dude, I've got chills.
Every once in a great while, I can spot a talent that I know is the future of music. But first, we gotta find you a stage name.
Al Yankovic. It's long.
It's hard to pronounce. So I'm just gonna throw this out there. Weird Al Yankovic. I love it.
Weird Al has taken the world by storm.
Do I know you?
Madonna, I was wondering if you were going to do a parody of my song, Like a Virgin.
I'm curious, is that song autobiographical?
Yes. Except for the fact that I've had a lot of sex.
Name me one creative genius that doesn't have a checkered past involving alcohol.
That's the medicine.
And drugs.
I think Madonna's a bad influence on you.
What?
No offense. I'm a train wreck. My parents wrote me off. I pushed away my band.
You're all just a bunch of normals. I'm the weird one.
You gotta take care of yourself.
I saw in you something special. An artist with something to give to the world.
In front of all the billions of people watching around the world right now, all I want to say is be as weird as you want to be. Yeah! You will never find true happiness until you can truly accept who you are.
Thank you.
Al, you can't smoke in here.
I totally deserve that.
I can't fucking wait for this.
Yeah, I cannot wait for this shit either. This shit looks fucking great.
I'm pretty positive Al Yankovic himself re-recorded certain tracks and Radcliffe dubbed over it.
For sure, for sure.
But, I mean,
it looks fucking awesome.
The cast, Dr. Demento played by Rainn Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of course, Weird Al's in it playing the producer.
Yeah, that's fucking great.
You know what this kind of reminds me of? It reminds me of a biopic adaptation of Dewey Cox.
That's fair. That's fair.
You know, like certain parts of it remind me of the Dewey Cox story.
Yeah. Yeah. I can definitely see that. It also is, it has very, very, you know, very similar to what was it? Turn to 11. Fucking Spinal Tap.
Yes.
Yeah. Very similar feel to that as well. So I'm excited to see what we're going to do with this. Especially, who would have thought Roku would have had, you know, an awesome original movie coming out of there.
And also, his band, I want to say he's never swapped out a band member. Like he's been with the same group since the beginning. Yes, Phony Calls is great. But one of my favorite, sure, he's known for parodies, but the fact that what's up, Al? But also his original tracks are also insanely good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, two of my favorite songs of his that are originals are You Don't Love Me Anymore.
Yeah.
and One More Minute, and those are definitely worth listening to if you don't know them. Mm-hmm. But what's great was that when I went to go see him perform at Forest Hill Stadium in 2019, mm-hmm. With my sister, not only was like a bucket list concert for us because we grew up with Weird Al Yankovic, and like. First off, his fan interaction is hysterical. Like he was like sitting on the security guard's lap, you know, you know, like draping him like in a scarf. It was great.
That's hilarious.
And kudos to him for performing in fucking 95-degree heat with the heat index making it seem like you know, Death Valley.
Of course.
You know, full on costume changes and everything. But when
he's a showman.
Oh yeah. And then when he, my sister and I were like, he better either do You Don't Love Me Anymore or One More Minute. And he did One More Minute. And I was like, and we were like, holy shit. And it was just, oh man, it was such a, like, the next time he tours this way, I'm definitely going again because he was so good.
It's good, man. We definitely got to check that shit out. I would love to see that concert.
So, what a fantastic show. But yeah, and it was hotter than the devil's balls, covered in hot sauce. while on Hot Ones, being asked questions by Sean Evans. I definitely want to be. Oh yeah, Dare to Be Stupid by the Transformers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is so fucking weird to have that song on that soundtrack.
It really is.
During the fucking the Wreckers. Scene.
That was great. It was a great scene though.
Mm-hmm. But no, I'm excited for it. I can't wait to see what goes on with this.
It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be great.
And that whole scene just now though, about Like a Virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she's like, yes, but I've also had a lot of sex.
It's good. It's so good. Yeah, so cannot wait for that. That pretty much wraps it up for this week. So thank you guys for checking us out. Make sure you go to initialgeeks.net where we had a whole bunch of shit sometimes, of course. We got this show. Oh, wait, Brian. Do you have anything else to add, Brian?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right. So we're cutting it just to an hour of this. We had a little bit more than an hour. But it's fine because we had a shit ton of shit to cover. Uh-huh. So make sure you go to interstates.net. We've got a whole bunch of shit over there. Of course, we got this show. We have Suplex City Geeks coming back for another episode. And well, right after we do this, we're going to do that one too. that we're going to have, but it's going to be released in a different order. So, haha, people. Then we also have Inner City Geeks Turntable returning this week. Probably by the time this episode goes up, it'll be up on Friday. So check that out. The first episode of, well, the 14th episode of Suplex. No, fucking A. Jesus Christ. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the other show, Turntable. That'll be up in the next, with the end of this week, be the first episode back. Season 3, we're going by the third season of that one. Then, of course, we had Comics Goes to War, Manga Time, Anime World over there that Mario did. Then we also have the Initiative Geeks webcomic with Alex that's in the chats with us over there. Then we also have It's Poppin', Comic Go Back Time War and World. That's in that one already. Good Games over there. There's so much shit on the site. Go check out all the shit over there. Yes, it's been a long day. It's been a long day. Mario says more Anime World. Comics and all that shit is coming back in another 2 weeks. So, yay, we can't wait for that. We got that over there. Then we also have links to some pretty awesome places. We got links to Fight TV where you get to watch some fucking combat sports and shit. Check out fucking all the pay-per-views that are happening this weekend. So much fucking shit happening over there on Fight TV. Click the link. It'll take you over there. You get, you know, check out All Out. It's happening this weekend. You could also check out fucking what else? All Out. NXT has another pay-per-view. WWE, of course, you can find that on Peacock, but whatever, that's another thing. You can find that all over there. Then you got links to Sideshow Collectibles. You get some pretty awesome fucking toys over there. Sideshow Collectibles is fucking dope. Then you got links to Amazon. We get, you know, Amazon free for about a month. Oh, yeah, NWA 74 that happened this past weekend is over there, too. Yeah, so much shit over there. Then Amazon, you got the boys. First month free, Amazon Prime, if you don't have it. Check that shit out. Then there's Beard Octane. You want some beardly goodness. Type in ICG10 for 10% off. What else? SoSic Clothing Company. SoSic Clothing.co. Type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off of your entire purchase. That's CBDMD. You get some CBD shit over there. And that's about it for those places. But then you can also find some stuff on the... You can listen, find the show on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, and on motherfucking Spotify. And you can also find the fucking playlist that I mentioned earlier for the turntable. Just look up Inner City Geeks Turntable and you find a playlist over there. With all the songs that we covered on Turntable, and we will be continuing to cover for the next 6 weeks. Check that over there. Then you find the show on the Facey Space. So faceyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks, Instagram, InnerCityGeeks, Twitter, InnerCityGeeks. And where can we find you, Brian?
You can, of course, find me at on both Twitter and Instagram at BRI2J Presents. Check out BRI2JPresents.com. Check out BRI2J Presents on YouTube, where there's a lot of content coming. New content coming probably next week. Just this week was just too much to record anything.
Hectic city.
Mm-hmm. But the latest video is up, and it'll be up on the BRI2J website shortly, which was the Hasbro Star Wars Obi-Wan Kenobi from Kenobi.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of stuff coming. Still stuff from Diamond Select to have to review. Oh, yeah. And then also the X-Men animated series figures from Hasbro are going to be on that list too. So stay tuned for all that. And where can we find you?
You guys can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters as well at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. So thank you guys for listening. We appreciate the fuck out of you. We appreciate you sharing. We appreciate you retweeting and all the other shits that's on the socials. Let us know what you think about the show. And like I said, thank you guys for listening. But don't be a dick. But always remember, the geeks should inherit the earth.